Right now, we're catching up with a Carrot, I believe his name is.
Yes, it is.
And he's accompanied by a dog called Coffee Dog. And he's made his way across the country from Perth all the way to Murrum Bateman at the moment. How are you going there, Coffee?
Carrot.
Oh, Carrot. Sorry, Coffee's the dog.
Yeah, woof, woof. Coffee's going well. Carrot's not going too bad either, thanks, Joe. I'm Bigsy. Oh, whichever one you are.
Yeah, Joe's the guy. I'm Bigsy. You're Carrot. Your dog's named Coffee. And you've been on a bicycle now for how many days?
Oh, I wouldn't know how many days, Bigsy. Look, about 6.5 months, I think we're rolling around. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a long time. So you've started out because you wanted to raise money?
Yeah, look, Joe, the idea was to raise money for cancer and MS, and I wasn't much good at fundraising myself, and I'm no oil painting, but the dog seems to work a bit of a treat, so she's the fundraiser and I'm the motor.
Very cool.
It is cute. To check out your website, go to carrotandcoffeedog.com. We can also contribute there, make funds. The dog is the shining light out of the two of you. I'm sorry, Carrot, I'm glad you admitted it, because your dog is super cute and... sits on the back of your bicycle. You've got a specially made little sort of seat for it. So cute.
Yeah, she's not doing it tough, is she, Bigsy?
No. Well, I mean, you've got sheepskin on your seat, but the one thing that I mean, when I've gone and done spin class, I mean, that's only 45 minutes or something. There is some pain involved. I don't know how you've done it for 6.5 months.
Right, the sheepskin is so the dog can rest its head on there when it gets tired. It's got nothing to do with me.
You've got to stand and pedal, and this is amazing. Now, you're in Murrum Bateman. I noted that your trip has been slowed down somewhat because of the spectacular light show and storm that we had here in Canberra, but are you on track to raise the funds that you wanted to and to get to your target destination?
And truth is, Bigsy, we've already passed our goal, so it's all icing on the cake now. Yeah, people have been really generous along the way, all the way from the beginning in Perth. And, we're really pleased with the response.
So have you had any close calls on the bike along the way?
Yeah, we've had a couple, Joe. We just about got clipped by a car over in Esperance, and we had to bail out before it hit us. And, that was... knock a bit of bark off us.
Oh.
A little beer and skittle for a while there, but look, apart from that, people are good on the roads. They generally give you a good wide berth. The truckies.
Yeah, be careful.
Out on the interstate are fantastic to us.
Yeah, the truckies generally are. I mean, that's what they do for a living. They know how to avoid cyclists and other cars on the road and things, but it's other cars. I had a friend who was riding over, I don't know, around the world on a bike for some reason, and they had bottles and rubbish thrown at them for some reason.
Oh yeah, we've had our fair share of receiving that too. It's I threw bottles at it. I wish I'd make sure they were full. At least there's something to use at the end of it.
You got a great attitude, mate.
Listen, if that's not a request, everybody listening, it's not a request.
No. Throw money your way, not bottles. Don't throw rubbish. It's not 1970s anymore. You don't throw rubbish out the window.
Preferably notes, 50-cent pieces.
No,
that's painful.
That's painful.
Think about Coffee Dog. Why is he called Coffee Dog, mate? Can I ask?
She's a coffee coloured dog. She's a yellow Kelpie. So she looks like a coffee colour, and typical Kelpie, they're full of beans. So she's pretty active, like she's wound up on caffeine. I'll tell you right now, Joe, it's a very bad name for a dog if you're going to hang around cafes, because it usually starts to wander off and you'll start shouting out its name, and the staff usually think that you're the rudest customer they've ever had.
So, oh, no.
You're not referring to the wait staff. Coffee Dog!
Well, we've had him come out and say, "You're the rudest man we've ever met." And I go, It's not you, it's the dog.
Oh, no. Well, he's very well behaved.
Yes.
She's well behaved. Well, she's a typical dog. She's well behaved most of the time when people are watching and sometimes not.
Arguably, she's not your typical dog because she has sat on the back of your bicycle for the last 6.5 months. You've been.
Yeah, she's a lazy dog. I'll give you that.
She's been helping you raise funds for the New South Wales Cancer Council and also MS Australia. I think you're doing an amazing job. People can catch up with you. You're going to be riding from Murrum Bateman through to Hackett today, I believe.
That's correct. We'll be around Canberra for a few days. before we head off up towards Goulburn and then from there up here into Sydney.
And give the guys a wide berth. Say hello, wave, toot your horn. Don't try and knock them off. The last thing I want to do is knock the bark off you, which is an entirely different thing when you're talking about a dog.
Yes, it knocks the fur off, and that's not good at all.
Yeah, not bark.
Carrotandcoffeedog.com is the website you can check out. Thank you very much, mate.
Good on you, Joe, and good on you, Bigsy.